That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. Today I want to talk about organizers for a second. So people who like organize on Instagram and they like take, you know, like how you like go grocery shopping and you'll have, let's say, like 7 granola bars in like a canister, right? Or in a box. Mm-hmm. And then you like put it
in a
you
clear
display
container.
It in a clear container. Yes. And then, like, I know Khloe does this. Khloe Kardashian has this in her house. Like, her pantry is organized like
this. She has it. She doesn't do it.
Well, yes, she doesn't do it, yeah. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Her pantry went viral for being, like, highly, highly organized.
Right. So my confusion when it comes to this, like, while it looks really nice, is it really practical and functional? Because don't you experiment with different groceries and don't you have like different kinds of lotions and products in your nightstand? Like, I was looking at this one influencer, her nightstand is organized with all these little clear plastic dividers and it looks great. But I'm like,
one specific product.
Yeah, but I'm like, so I have like this kind of lotion and I have this kind of serum and blah, blah, blah. And then I have like I got earplugs, I got lip balms. Like, it's just everything. I know everything's
ear
in
cleaners.
There. But I don't need multiples of things in my nightstand. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think I get what you're saying. Can you say that again in a different way?
I have like, you know, the white clear containers because I had an organizer come and she was great. And she like, you know, it's like shampoo and conditioner and all the shampoo and conditioner is in the bathroom closet like that. But to like restock before it's gone.
Okay.
It's also something that I also don't understand.
Well, I don't know what you're saying, but what I don't get, and tell me if this is semi close to what you're saying. What I don't get is I love organizing and I love like a pantry and containers, even though I don't even really have, because you guys know I don't really cook. But like if I did, my pantry would just be like sick and like clear, pretty containers in my fridge. I would never understand someone doing it with shampoo and conditioner bottles.
Why?
Because it's like, it's just use the shampoo and conditioner bottle. Use the face oil bottle. What is it?
Yes.
I don't
okay,
need
so you're
that.
Saying, okay, well,
you know that I have like a zillion backs.
No, she's talking about taking the shampoo out of the shampoo bottle and putting it into a clear bottle.
Oh,
correct?
Fuck that. I don't understand that.
Yeah. Who would, unless you're traveling, why would you do that?
Right. But then the same thing can be said, but for cereal, like why don't you just use a cereal box instead of putting it in a clear container?
Because in a clear container, you can see how much cereal is left and you can quickly, when you open the pantry, see what cereal you want if you have multiple cereals.
Well, you got to keep your cereal fresh, just like they say in, you know, Sarah Marshall. Fresh cereal makes a difference.
Oh, cereal fresh. I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, I think you can't. How do you not think about fresh cereal in Sarah Marshall?
Anyways, I was organizing my salon with, like, food and, like, drinks, and I was trying to make an aesthetically pleasing restocking video into these clear containers. That shit took me 4 hours to do a 30-second video of restocking these things.
Takes forever.
I would never post it. It's so bad. It looks stupid. Okay, so here. Honestly, kudos to those people who make those videos because it's annoying as fuck. And
if you guys ever want to do organizing podcast, my friend Sadie organizes.
The girl that came, girl that did yours came on.
Oh, she did? She was on?
Yes.
Sorry, it's been so many years, you know?
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, so I guess actually maybe I over exaggerated.
You over exaggerating?
I perhaps over exaggerated the way that she organized this because I guess it makes sense. But so here, she has like quest bar and cookies in her nightstand, which is hilarious. And she also has like Lindt chocolate in her nightstand.
That's my girl.
But Lindt she has like a different balls? Section for each of them.
I would love a big,
and I'm like, there's no way you need a section for your quest bar. Like
empty jar.
Just put your quest Lindt bar loosely in your drawer. Chloe has the jar of all the Oreos, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When she takes an Oreo out, or let's just say she takes 5 Oreos out,
okay.
Somebody is putting back 5 Oreos to make it look aesthetically pleasing.
So yeah. What, you don't get the replenishing of it?
Is why don't saying? We just let it finish? Just finish it. So our organizing is making it like we're so obsessed with it looking nice, the organization, that like we're replenishing way too early. Okay. In all these viral things.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
We get it. You have millions of dollars and you can always have Oreos. Like, we get it.
That is definitely not like a normal person issue.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think that when people look at the organization people on Instagram, they expect that they should also like have each of their sections of their pantry fully stocked with the exact same product every week.
You're creating way more chores for yourself as well.
Right.
You're stupid. Okay, so this podcast was initially supposed to be focused on the idea of me.
No. I'm not done yet. I have other things.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. I just don't get how Lauren doesn't get, like, peanut butter. Like, how does Lauren not get
I don't
get
like peanut butter.
See? She doesn't like peanut butter.
That's a lie, Naz. You've never liked peanut butter? Like, never in your life liked peanut butter?
Let me
Or is this,
rephrase.
Like, a new Naz eating thing?
No, I hate almond butter.
Yeah, almond butter is nobody needs that in their life. Yeah,
no one needs that. And I don't like peanut butter unless it is in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That is the only time I want peanut butter. I don't want it in my effing smoothie. Get it out of the smoothie. Get it out of any breakfast item. I don't need it with the banana. And I absolutely detest it with chocolate. Unless the Reese's is the last thing in the freezer and I absolutely need a piece of chocolate, then yes, of course it tastes good. It doesn't taste disgusting. But I also just don't like when peanut butter tries to take over breakfast or smoothies or dessert. Just stay out of it and stay by yourself in the pantry unless you're next to jelly. I don't need you.
I just hate the texture of it. The taste isn't that good to me.
Jif peanut butter, and really only Jif. Every other one, I'm okay. Like, no, I really don't need you. I just need Jif.
What's your Jif? Is it creamy or crunchy?
Just creamy original Jif.
Who wants crunchy?
I can eat that all day long out of the jar straight. It's so unbelievably good. And I just don't understand how Lauren has, even since preschool, hasn't liked this.
I think that's 50-50. I feel like 50-50 people like it or don't like it.
I'm actually curious now. You guys will have to tell us.
Well we need to have Andrea's opinion on this now, quickly.
Yeah, she's definitely a peanut butter.
She likes peanut butter, I'm sure.
I think peanut butter's fine.
Can you not do that? She thinks it's fine? Do you commonly eat Jif creamy?
Everyone can live without it.
That's the kind of peanut butter I have in my house. I almost chimed in. I prefer. I feel shameful. I prefer almond butter. I think it's like
I've never had almond butter, so I can't.
My problem with peanut butter really is wet, like a peanut butter dish or like a knife skews me so bad that eating it makes me. I'm like already jumping ahead to the part where I have to like rinse the dish before it goes in the dishwasher, and I hate it.
I don't like that, which is why I wipe it off with my finger and then I will eat the peanut butter from the knife, or I'll just take it straight from the spoon and eat that off.
I think of peanut butter as kind of a dog food because I put it in Dexter's Kongs all the time. Yeah, so when food. I like put it in there, I like put the knife in the sink as if I just made dog food, kind of. Like I wouldn't even think to lick that knife.
That reminds me of that 100%. Yeah.
Though I will say peanut butter and banana is like a good go-to easy like snack or like lunch for
sure. I could live without it for sure.
You could live without it, or you do seem like you did not like it.
I don't like it, which is why I can live without it.
Exactly.
All right. Well, true.
This is true. I don't get it.
All right.
Well, Naz, would you like it. To regale us with your story?
Naz has a tale. Naz has a tale that we've been waiting to hear for a week.
Wanted to tell it on the
podcast. Yeah, I've been waiting to tell you guys. Okay, so just to recap everyone who hasn't listened, but I would love if also you guys could chime in after I share my story on the idea of anyone. Because this was a guy where I think often we get wrapped up in the idea of people. If you haven't been following along, 2 months ago, I like fell for a guy who was 10 years younger than me, who's in an up and coming boy band. And then I started to like actually like him. But the whole time in the beginning, I was like, no. Like, I'm never going to see you again. And then he was like, no, we're definitely going to see each other. And then I was like, no, we're not. And then we saw each other again. And then we started having sex. And then I obviously caught feelings. And then I was going to keep them to myself, obviously, because I'm like, this isn't realistic. And then my friend was like, well, if you made a list of all the things you want in a partner, it sounds like you like him. And I bet you age is pretty far down on that list. And I was like, damn, you're right. So then I opened my heart. I said how I felt. Of course, I was met with like, well, I'm not there in my life. And I just moved to America. And like, obviously, you know, I like you, but like, you know, I'm 23 and I have my whole life ahead of me, basically.
23 sounds very
and so
young.
Immediately I of course understood, which was very beautiful of me on my part. And then I was like, Andrew, did you just laugh?
I laughed. It was very beautiful of me to understand.
No, I think that really was because normally, you know, old Naz is very resistant to what is and whatever. I was like, yeah.
No, I'm not making fun of you. I think it was just a funny wording of it.
No, I love it. Laugh. I love it. So anyways, then I ended up leaving his house crying. He was like, I love you. It was very chaotic. And I was like, let's like not talk for a couple of weeks. Yeah, he said that to me the night I left his house after we like opened up to each other. So then I didn't talk to him for 3 weeks, uninvited him to my birthday. And I was like, I just need time away. Cause we all know that anxiety, right? Of like, and you guys know I've lived this before. I didn't want to spend my birthday wondering if he was like gonna come or not. Like, to me, that is the worst anxiety as a single woman is inviting.
There's like
someone
a whole Taylor song
on.
About that, you know?
Yeah. It's whether a whole
gonna
show it happened up or to me not 2 years
birthday,
ago.
And then like her dad was sad that he didn't, and you're supposed mm-hmm. to have fun
yeah.
turning 21. Oh, that's actually in the yeah. long version of Fall Too
yeah,
Well.
Yeah, it's All Too Well. Yeah, exactly. No, it's the fucking worst. So anyway, so there's obviously my birthday was amazing, but I was very sad. You know, there was a part of me at the end of the night that was like, damn, obviously I wish I could have made out with someone. Cut to, we haven't talked for 3 weeks. And after my birthday, I decide to reach out. So basically what I said was, let's just like not talk for a couple weeks. Cause like, obviously I have feelings for you and I don't want to keep hooking up with you. Oh, so this is why we stopped talking. When I told him I had feelings for him, he said that he asked me if I was dating someone and I was like, not really. And then he said, I was like, are you? And he said, I did go on a date. And I was like, are you going to go on a second date? And he's like, I think so. And then that's when I was like, well, I'm just not the kind of girl that wants to have sex with someone that's having sex with other people. Like, no. So anyways, 3 weeks go by. And after my birthday, I told you guys that I reached out to him to get dinner. So I went to dinner. We made out. I proposed like, hey, maybe we can like hang out and not have sex, but still, you know, have fun. Or let's just exclusively have sex, but like we can date whoever we want. And I think I'm an evolved human being now. I'm an older woman. Like I could, you know, like we can still find each other's people. We're not going to be together. And he was like, I don't feel like I can have rules right now or whatever. Then I told you we were like making out and it was all great. And then we were in the McDonald's McFlurry line. And then he was like really overwhelmed because my friends had FaceTimed and we were like making out and having fun. And then we ate our McFlurries on Mulholland Drive. And basically the reason why he was overwhelmed is he told me at dinner, he was like, are you dating anyone? I said, no. Are you? He said, no. And then on Mulholland Drive, it turns out that he was hooking up with another girl in her 30s. She doesn't want a boyfriend.
Dude,
he doesn't want a girl.
Really
he's like,
get, like, I can't feel like he's reeling in 30-year-olds.
I know. Nurse? And so obviously I'm like, this motherfucker replaced me in 3 weeks. Like it was so
okay,
funny.
So this was the same girl. This was the same girl. This is the nurse that's traveling, correct?
Oh, yes. Exactly. Okay. So he had said that that they don't want to be with each other or whatever, but you know, he wanted to tell me that he did have feelings for her or whatever. And that's why he was overwhelmed. And There was something else I was going to say. And then that was basically it. We kind of left it at like, I don't know. This is, he's like, I'm just very confused now because I thought you were coming to say bye to me having dinner as like closure. And I basically was coming to dinner saying, I still want you in my life. So then after that, a week goes by and it's very weird. We're like very distant. We're barely talking. My anxiety is kind of high because I'm like, this is the first time I actually want a guy in my life and I don't want to cut him off cold turkey. And at dinner, I had invited him. So the 3 weeks that we weren't talking, I get an email about this new movie coming out called The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway, coming out May 2nd on Amazon Prime. And she plays an older woman who falls for a boy in a boy band. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? This is insane.
Too weird.
I got offered a screening invite at dinner before everything, you know, got a little crazy at Mulholland Drive and stuff. At dinner when we were like normal, just catching up, I said, I have an invite to this screening. We should probably see this together. And he was like, no fucking way. I can't believe that's what the movie's about. We should go. So a week goes by and it's like kind of weird. I don't know if he's going to come with
me. Because in the movie, the guy's a musician too.
He's in a boy band.
Yeah, in a boy band in the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. But really quick, I just want to take a quick break to tell everyone that as I was getting ready for the date, since, you know, I've shared with you guys that I've had, you know, different parts of my body have been, how would I say this, exposed in the sexual realm as of late, aka my feet, which someone commented on a photo recently that I posted saying popsicle toes. And I'm like, oh my God, people with foot fetishes, like there are so many nicknames and it's such a thing. So anyways, if you are dating someone with a foot fetish, or you just want to make sure all your parts are smelling great for a great first date or any date like I was getting ready for, I highly recommend Lumi deodorant. Lumi deodorant is insane. It has like 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet and yes, even your privates. So again, like I was saying, if you're dating someone with a foot fetish, this is great to put like in between the toes area, you know, that webbed area. And actually, there are a lot of people out there that have concerns about private part body odor. So I kind of, you know, before first date, I love the coconut flavor. That's my favorite, you know.
It's my favorite
too. I'll just rub it down there. And yeah, honestly, it has been game changer for me. And a lot of people agree. They have over 300,000 5-star reviews from people like me who just love feeling confident from head to popsicle toe.
Yeah. So as Ness said, it can block odor for up to 72 hours. It's baking soda free, paraben free. It's pH balanced. So that means you can use it on your vulva. And it was created by an OBGYN so that she could make she made the product for that area in mind specifically.
Exactly. So Lumi starter pack is perfect for the new customers and it comes with a solid stick of deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, 2 free products of your choice, like the mini body wash or the deodorant wipes, and free shipping. So as a special offer for our listeners only, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals to over 40% off their starter pack. So use GETIT15 for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That code is GETIT15 at LumiDeodorant.com.
So a week goes by and I'm like feeling really like, you know, like vulnerable hangover, like fuck, I don't know. And so a week goes by, we don't really talk. And then the day before, I text him saying, hey, the movie's tomorrow at 6. Let me know if you still want to go. If not, totally fine. Because I could tell, it was so obvious that he wanted space. And I actually had reached out to him the week prior, which was right after our dinner, to tell him like, hey, I just want you to know I have no expectations. I just want you in my life. Like, I know we talked about rules and stuff, but I have no expectations. But he never picked up my call. So I was also like...
So you just texted that?
So yeah. So in my head, I'm like, okay, he really wants space. So I texted him the day before just to sort of honor the invitation that I had originally offered. So he doesn't text me back that day. And then obviously I'm like so sad. And I cried over the weekend and it was like the eclipse and I like let go. And I wrote a poem about him called like Yummy. And it was like about how I felt like he's like a yummy cookie, but how you like, you can't eat yummy cookies every day. and just like really release it. I was like, I don't want to be needy of anyone anymore. I don't want this old Naz. I'm going to shed it. I want to stop getting fixated on the idea of people. I want to be more realistic, less in fantasy, but we have such an insane, strong connection that I want him in my life. So he texts me the day of, and I didn't know if I was going to go see it. I was like,
so
I guess I'll stay home
and
like
work.
You texted
him on Tuesday and he didn't respond. And so then the day was up.
How many days in between?
One. Okay. He texts the next day and he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. We've been so busy. We've been in the studio because this band hasn't released music yet. And he's like, I want to see this movie with you. And he called me like after he texted me.
Well, that's cute. He's also very mature for 23.
Yeah, he's foreign. And so I don't know if I shared like where he's from, but he's way more manly than any, or leading way more than any American boy I've dated. So anyway, so we meet up. But he calls me and he says, hey, I really want to see this movie with you. I really don't want to hurt you. And so like, I wanted to talk to you before we go see this movie because I feel like you're just like, I care about you and I like don't want to hurt you. And I was like, I'm so glad you called me. I actually wanted to tell you last week, like, I really don't have expectations. I just love hanging out and we're like always really honest with each other. So yeah, I'd love to just basically go as friends. So we go to the movie and in the car, we're like laughing and it's so fun. And he's playing me music that, again, they haven't released yet, but just recorded. And there's this one song. I wish I could say the name of it. It's so fucking good. I'm obsessed with it. And we were, Ashley, you would have loved it. We're outside Amazon Studios in the car because we like arrived early and we're just like screaming the song. And he's like telling me like how excited he is and how they may be working with like a huge producer. I'm not going to say names, but I'll tell you guys like after that you guys would know that like did like Britney songs and Backstreet Boys. And I'm like, holy fuck. Like this is like, I'm like, you guys are going to blow up. So anyways, we're like singing it. We go into the movie. The movie starts and it's like all film critics, obviously, because it's a pre-screening. And then me and him in like the back right. And he's like, does anyone know that we're like living this? And I'm like, no, like don't say anything. The movie opens up in the credits. And we all know that movies take place in LA, right? Yeah. Like a lot of movies take place in LA. Anne Hathaway's character lives in Silver Lake above the reservoir.
No!
Him and I, at the opening credits, it goes Silver Lake. And we go, shut the fuck up. And we freak the fuck out. His jaw drops. And it was really cute. We were like holding hands in the movie, like kind of like as friends, but more than friends, but like friends, you know? Like I don't even know how to describe the energy.
That
but we're
is
like,
too
oh
weird.
My God. And then the movie plays out literally. Obviously, I'm not going to give away big plot points.
Yeah,
I'm
anti-spoiler. Totally spoil
and I know
it.
You're going to love it. So I won't. Yeah. I'm just going to tell you like, thing that what happened to us basically is what happened to them. We're like, they meet and she's like, I'm never gonna see you again, like basically how I was. And then he wants to see her again and then she kind of falls and then there's another older woman that ends up coming up in the plot point. And I'm like, are you fucking
they're just
kidding
following
me?
You and they just made the movie really really fast.
And then she doesn't talk. And then they don't talk. And then she comes back. And then he's like, I'm overwhelmed. And I'm like, what the hell?
This is crazy.
And obviously, I'm not going to say anything else about the movie or how it entails, but it's crazy. And the name of the band in the film is called August Moon. And he was born in August on a full moon. Because I obviously completely ran all of his zodiac shit with my astrologer.
Yeah, that's right.
Who told us that we have like a profoundly insane compatible connection. But anyways, guys, it was so cinematic. We like walked out of that movie and we just like hugged for 5 minutes outside. And he was like, I feel like I'm in a movie. And I was like, I feel like I am too. And I'm like, this is so crazy. And he's like, I'm never going to forget this. And then also in the movie, obviously the boy band guy deals with a lot of paparazzi and stuff. And this guy has like dealt with anxiety before. And he's like, I don't know how I'm going to like feel about that. And it was such a, we had this insane conversation on the way home about, he asked me like, well, why are you like into younger guys? Because it like the movie's also, Ashley, you would love it, a beautiful commentary. And it is very reminiscent of Olivia Wilde and Harry, of like the sort of flack
that people say that it's not, but it's like really,
it's so
too
similar.
Close to not.
But also you have like Aaron Taylor Johnson, who's such a like young, hot actor who's dating, who's married to a woman 20 years older, and they have two kids together, and they've been married since he was really young, and she's a director. And so it was just a beautiful commentary on like how older women get so much shit for dating younger guys, you know? So he was like, why are you into younger guys? And I was like, well, first of all, I've only dated one other younger guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, I don't really care about age. Like, I've dated way older. I just need someone really youthful. And there was a scene in the movie where Anne's dating guys her age, and they're so, and she's boring, so bored, you guys. Yeah. And he looks at me and he's like with this smile, and he's like, is this what it's like? And I was like, shut the fuck up, that's so annoying. And it's, and in my head I'm like, it is what it's like, it's so lame. Yeah. And like she's with him and they're like singing guitar and having the best time, and I'm like, that this is what it is. And I'm like, I don't know, younger guys just are youthful. I need someone with youthful energy. When I'm like 80 or 90, I'm gonna be like such a kid still. And I was like, why do you like older women? And he was like, I just feel like older women like know their bodies more. And obviously I'm not American, but I've found that like younger American girls that are my age just like aren't grounded, and they feel like just chaotic and like don't really know their bodies and all this stuff. So it was like this beautiful conversation. And then we kind of just left it at like, we're not going to label anything. And for the first time ever, Ashley, I'm so fucking proud of myself. I didn't need to like end something or label something or tell someone how to be or manipulate or control it. Like, I'm just letting nature run its course.
That's very, I don't know what the word is. It's impressive.
Isn't that major for me? I've never
done that
before.
Not just for you, but like, I'm just trying to think about leaving something off, just like letting it be. And that is really hard. I feel
like Lauren's really good at that.
I was going to say, I feel like I enjoy that because you have almost more control. You have almost more control.
I understand what you're saying.
Because you can make what you want of it. You can go date. You can lean into your emotions if you feel like that one day with him. Or you can totally be like, a fuck you. Or you can do all the things you want to do and then just like see what happens. And I feel like that's the best. Because then you're just like letting it happen to you. And then someone can come along who's even better. But for now, like, you can do whatever you want.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I love this. And I think when I was in the cabin in nature, I was reflecting on like that quote that's like, nature's never in a hurry, but everything always gets done. And like, I really was like, can I let things naturally unfold and not have the neediness to control things so that I'm okay? Can I just be okay on my own, not hearing back from a guy, not deciding what we are? And I think he gave me this beautiful gift of that, and we'll always have this movie. And we even kind of talked about it before he got out of my car, and he was like, you know, I kind of said like, I'm like down to make out, but I'm also down to be friends. And he was just like, well, maybe we will. And then he left my car, and I'm like, this was so poetic. This was the most LA night I've ever had in my life. And I just love that I met this like beautiful young guy like before he goes on this like crazy fame journey. And so since then, Lauren, you'd love this.
I have a question. Can I question?
Yeah, of course.
Question. Yeah. Okay, so you said like we can make out or not. Did you say that out loud? Did you say like we can make out?
Yeah, we were. It was in the midst of discussion.
Was
it
hard to not make out when you were having such
a... So hard for me. Yeah, he's so hot. Like, I'm just... I think when you're sexually, mentally, and emotionally attracted to someone, that feels pretty rare for me to like have all three. You guys have heard me in the last year date multiple men where I'm like, I don't know about this guy. I don't like his style. I don't like his hair. And aside from the 50-year-old from last year that, you know, I never heard from, and this guy, I feel like these were three guys where I'm like, yes, yes. If you say that you want to date, like I'm fully in, I don't have reservations. I would love to try this, but clearly still not aligned. But what I was going to say is, Lauren, I sort of decided for myself that I'm not really going to reach out because I do want to be open for someone like him that is available and better that I'm like really attracted to.
Yeah.
And on all three levels. And
that also gives you confidence because like,
There has been a couple of days. I'm not going to lie. Obviously I miss him so much. I miss him all the time. And there was one day, Ashley, that it was like really gloomy here. And I was like, oh, I would give anything to just text him and be like, come over and cuddle. Let's watch a movie. Like, it'd be so easy to do that. But I've been practicing amazing restriction and like certainty that someone better is going to come along. And then it's so funny, as I release my neediness to like fill that anxiety, he FaceTimed me that night and we FaceTimed for 2 hours and he like sang me a song. Wow. And I told you he sells my guitar and it was like, and I was like, this is all I wanted, like connection. And it's like, I'm letting it come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he FaceTimed me when I was in Mexico. And so, yeah, I think we're just amazing friends. And at the end of the day, I actually would hate if he gave up this time in his life to be with me. Like, I actually feel so certain that it doesn't make sense and that even wouldn't even make
me happy.
It would
hurt almost more. Yeah, because you'd just be like, you'd be waiting for, like, the other shoe to drop, you know, like, foot or shoe. But, like, waiting for him to get too busy and then start ignoring you and then all that stuff. So, like, this is perfect.
It's just not, yeah. But if he's, like, you know, if I'm 60 and he's 50 and I'm still looking good, which I think I will because of technology, maybe we'll be together one day. I don't know. I'll keep you guys updated, but it's a very much, like, no labels, no idea if I'll ever hear from him again or hang out with him again, or maybe I will. I have no idea.
Well, wait, hold on. So
the no needy energy is making him, like, attracted more.
Which what would happen? Just in life, right? Like, not needing anything.
So what happens if, like, you start dating someone and then he calls? Like, do you pick up or do you tell him?
I think it's, like, I think what's beautiful about where I am now is I'm not deciding anymore. I think before I'd always text you guys to decide and pre-plan and manipulate. And just, I'm so okay living in I don't know for the first time in my life. I don't know. If I really like the other guy, I probably won't.
You wouldn't you wouldn't feel weird saying, like, hey, I'm seeing someone. Yeah. You wouldn't feel weird if you like them that much. Yeah.
Well, great. I mean, I'm not trying to like jinx anything, but I'm sure that this will be like when that person comes into your life.
You've already jinxed it.
Anyways, the idea of you is insane. And I've never been this like open and vulnerable, but like I almost want to share it on social media because the movie was so beautiful. And I can't believe that. I'll never forget him because it's like we had this movie. We were able to process how we felt about each other through the movie, like through 100%. Them crying and everything they were dealing with and how it like so wasn't meant to be but feels like it should be. It was – Anne Hathaway is so fucking good. Like she could take a movie like that that you know that's streaming that you would – you know, in another case, think it's just like a Hallmark-y type of movie and make it so real and grounded because she's such a good actress. Like, it really is such a good film.
Was it more of a rom-com or just a rom?
It's
mostly a rom.
Well, the humor, it's rom-com. I don't, it's pretty rom-y actually, but it's rom-com because the humor is innate, right? Like, she's older and he's younger, so there's like so many funny moments because of that.
Okay,
but guys, I can't wait for you guys to see it and tell
well,
you.
Well, I'm so excited to see it.
You're gonna be so horny for boy band boys. I feel like I'm living your guys' life in your 20s because I'm like, as we were singing the songs that he was playing, I'm like, when I hear this on the radio, I'm obviously gonna be thinking about him, and like, it's so good, actually.
I know it's really nice when the guy you're seeing actually has good music and not have to pretend.
Oh my God, that's kind of embarrassing. I don't think I could ever do that.
I don't know that you really ever pretended.
A lot of beep this music was
okay. I was gonna say always was good.
That's the idea of you.
Idea of you. Next week it'll be out, so we'll probably discuss.
No, actually this week. Anyways, guys, so that's my story. Let me know what you think about older women dating younger guys. Have you dated a younger guy? Let us know in the Facebook comments what your thoughts are and your thoughts on the movie that comes out this week, May 2nd on Amazon Prime. the idea of you and let us know.
This is not an ad for the idea of you.
And it's not an ad at all. I'm just truly living this. Like,
oh wait, I didn't even cover the movie. You're not covering the movie. Like,
I didn't even cover the movie. No, I just went
to. It's too bad. It's really too bad that you did it. Or would that be like kind of weird because you would feel so compelled to tell her your story?
I think what's so cool about where I am right now and our relationship is like, I truly feel like him and I have so much love for each other that, you know how normally I'm so private? Mm-hmm. I feel like we're so good that I would be okay, Taylor and Travis. I would be so okay sharing this publicly because we're so fine, you know? Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say names, but like maybe when they come out, I'll say names.
Yes. All right. Anyways. Well, thanks guys for listening. We'll be back next week and see you. Love you.
Bye. I don't get it. Podcast.